Continuing, we're in chapter 1 of Ken's journey through the text of A Course in Miracles, and we've already covered a couple of his of the themes, the one on the first principle, that there's no order of difficulty, and then we looked at the confusion of levels, of the body and the mind. So these are themes, Ken's saying, that really do run through the whole course, but they're introduced here in the very first chapter. And then last week, we got a little bit further into looking at miracles as thoughts. Actually, we just really got into it. We didn't looked at the first couple of things that Ken quoted from the text of chapter 1 on miracles as thoughts. And I wanted to say before we get back to what Ken is addressing here, and we did talk last week that the one thing that Ken had quoted was principle 12, miracles are thoughts. This was in contrast to the thought that he introduced before on the confusion between the body and the mind, that it seems like Jesus is talking about miracles as things that the body does that involve somehow behavior. But then there's this very clear statement that miracles are thoughts. And it continues on, Ken quoted, thoughts can represent the lower or bodily level of experience or the higher or spiritual level of experience. One makes the physical and the other creates the spiritual. And he does kind of modify that to say, really, Jesus isn't as careful in his language early in the early chapters, but it's in the right mind. The spiritual creation is above the purple line, and so the right mind reflects the holiness and the spiritual.